John Braun joins us now, and we always like talking to John because he is a state senator. He's down in Olympia at the circus that's going on there now. The Democrats kind of running most of the show. But Senator Braun, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me on, Lars.
Why are the Democrats trying to destroy the initiative? And shouldn't both people on both sides of the political aisle, citizens, be upset that the Democrats have in mind to take away the right of citizens to make their own laws or rescind the laws they don't like made by their so-called representatives?
Yeah, as is often the case, I can't explain why the Democrats are doing what they're doing, but they clearly are trying to take away the right to initiative, at least practically speaking, for Washington residents. They're doing this by making it, you know, difficult, in some cases illegal, just to collect signatures. And they're doing it in a way that is 100% anti-democracy, frankly. I mean, these are the same folks who go around saying that they're worried about the democracy, that they want access to the polls, all this stuff. But here you're seeing true colors. They're trying to restrict the ability for average citizens to go out and collect signatures in support of an initiative, either to the legislature or the people of the state of Washington. And it's wrong.
Well, I liked Brian. I watched Brian Haywood's testimony. They only gave him 3 minutes, which I thought was kind of chintzy, given the kind of efforts that Brian Haywood has backed. Let's go Washington. And he made the point to them, they're going to make it harder for a citizen to gather signatures on a petition, and they're going to demand more proof than they demand of a citizen to be able to vote in an election. That seems like a glaring inconsistency.
It really is. It really is, Lars. I mean, they've been out here several times in recent years trying to reduce the requirements for voting in our state, reduce essentially any kind of identification requirements. And at the same time, they want to make sure if you sign an initiative or you collect a signature initiative, it has a valid address and it's including legal penalties if it's invalid. And not only is this wrong for signature gatherers, it's wrong for people who might want to sign the initiative. What about people who are renters and maybe they've changed addresses or law or military where their federal post office box doesn't appear to work? We are disenfranchising the very people the Democrats keep going around saying they want to help.
Well, and in fact, when even Hobbs, the Secretary of State, is saying this is a bad idea, it's trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist. Look, Senator Braun, I know that every process where they're trying to gather signatures, that campaign has it in its own best interest to take note of every single signature they collect, double check that it is, in fact, a registered voter. But they do that at the campaign. They're not doing it as the person out on the street gathering signatures. And you're not going to, or the Democrats are now going to tell citizens, if you gather a signature and you don't verify that that person is a registered voter at the correct address, you can go to jail. They're really suggesting some draconian penalties.
Yeah, and this is crazy. In a world where they don't want to make any other non-violent crimes illegal, they want to make it illegal and criminal, in fact, to go and collect signatures if you somehow get it wrong. And you're 100% right. And I think we got testimony from both Republican and the current Democratic Secretary of State saying this is absolutely a solution without a problem. Our current system of verifying signatures is very thorough, very effective, and make sure that we don't have folks who aren't eligible to sign, they get counted. We do this already. This is simply harassment to make sure that it's hard to get initiatives. Because here's the reality. They're worried that they're going to get initiatives from the people who are that they oppose. They don't want to listen to the people of the state of Washington who are finally standing up and say, hey, look at us. We're the citizens here. We're supposed to run government. You need to listen to us. A much better answer than this silly bill is for them to actually listen to the voters of the state of Washington.
And yet this thing has moved forward because it came out of the committee on a 5-4 vote. So is it going to pass in the whole House and the whole Senate? Is this going to end up on Ferguson's desk?
It's unknown right now. Right now it's in Ways and Means. We had a very lively hearing a couple of days ago. A lot of pushback. I'd like to think we could stop in Ways and Means. It's not yet clear to me if we can. It's clear to me that we should, that it's a bad bill. I think it's, and we're getting a lot of feedback from citizens around the state. I hope my Democratic colleagues who are considering voting for this are hearing that feedback, because people aren't very happy. I mean, the reality is we don't have a lot of initiatives. We had a big year last year with initiatives, and I'm very proud of the work that was done to support those. But that's been relatively unusual. Prior to that, I think we had a statewide initiative for almost 5 years. So this isn't like it's a everyday thing. They just don't like, the Democrats don't like being told that they might be out of step with the voters. They think they know best, and we're going to do our best to stop this bill.
Well, so let me ask you this. You mentioned the Democrats. They're the ones pushing this. There aren't any Republicans in favor of this, or are there?
No. Okay. None. This is absolutely the Democratic majority thinking they can run over the people of the state of Washington by basically making it impossible to have a future initiative. They don't like being told they got things wrong.
I hear you loud and clear. Are there any Democrats willing to break ranks and say this is a dumb idea? We can't run around the country saying so-and-so is a threat to democracy and somebody else is a threat to democracy. And, of course, Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. And then when there is direct democracy, say, we're going to wipe that out as fast as we can. We don't want to listen to the people. Is there a single Democrat willing to break ranks?
Well, I've not yet seen it in the legislature. I think it's notable that our Democratic Secretary of State has twice testified strongly in opposition. So I guess at the very least, Secretary of State Hobbs gets credit for being a Democrat willing to stand up for the voters that
live
in Washington.
Well, good for him. But, boy, I'd love to talk to a Democratic senator who actually has the courage of his convictions to say, my party is trying to take democracy over a cliff, because we don't have much democracy, thank God, because democracies don't work long term. But representative government, we're all very proud of that, both at the state level and the federal level. And if Democrats aren't willing to break ranks and say this is a dumb idea, just like Hobbs did, and come out and say it out loud because they might offend their party, then shame on them. That's Senator John Braun.